I'm thankful for this opportunity for us to be together. I'm thinking about what this day is, Father's Day. And I'd like to talk about it today. There's a verse that says, we need to stir up our pure minds by way of remembrance. There's times that we need to stop and go back and rehearse what was God's plan about family from the very beginning. And you know what? It still works today when it's followed. So I would like for us to take a look at this day that's been set aside to recognize fathers. But you know, in this family package, a few weeks ago there was a day set aside for mothers. You know, it takes working together for it to all work. Each part works together. You remember, Jesus said, upon this rock, I'm going to build my church, and the gates of hell cannot prevail against it. You know, there are some solid truths that God has for us that will work in any generation. It will work today. So I would like for a little bit to look at a couple verses of how the church operates. And it would be good for a family to operate that way also. I'd like to start over in Ephesians, the 4th chapter, and in the 16th verse, from whom the whole body, fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth. I'd like to think about that part. Every joint in a family has something that they supply. There is a part for a mother to play. The tenderness, the care for children that a father doesn't have. There's a part that a father plays that a mother doesn't have. But this one says it's compacted by that which every joint supplieth. And there's another verse over in 1 Corinthians. It'll work for the church. It'll also work for a family. 1 Corinthians 12 and 14. For the body is not one member, but many. If the foot shall say, because I'm not the hand, I'm not the body, is it therefore not the body? In the 18th verse, God has set the members, every one of them in the body, as it pleased him. You know, I am thankful for that. Way back at the beginning of time, God set some things in motion. For the animal kingdom, it follows on through just as it has always been, the way God set it up. I had a cow that had a baby calf a few days ago. You know, there is instinct that God gave an animal that immediately that cow might have yesterday run from a dog, but now she will chase the dog. She goes into protection mode for that baby calf. You see it with chickens, a mother hen that really can't protect itself from very much. When she has baby chicks, she will go into a protection mode. You know, what good is it going to do for her to call out a warning and all of the chicks run under her? Well, what she's saying is, I'll give my life first for that. Well, I'll tell you, in this plan that God has for family, it works when we follow the plan. And we're living in a time where a lot of people are not following the plan. And it's not working, but you know what? The plan still stays the same. God doesn't say, okay, we're living in 2022 now. We're going to have to adjust the plan. You know, the world is saying this is now where we are. But I tell you, it still doesn't work. Here's the plan. I'd like to go back and take a look at it. In Genesis 2 and 24, here was the plan that God had for mankind. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. So this body that it was talking about of the church, it's the same way with a body and a family. There is two units, but they become one flesh. And go back to Genesis 1 and 27. God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. How complicated is that? Pretty simple. And you know what? For generations, we have all recognized that it was very simple. But if so, why is there so much confusion about gender today? I have a reason for it. I think that's found in Luke, the 19th chapter. It said a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive a kingdom and return. And he left some people behind. And there is a verse that says, his citizens hated him. And they said, we will not have this man reign over us. I believe that's what we're seeing in our country today, in our land today, in our world today. God has a plan. It still works perfectly when followed. But if the citizens hate him and they say, we will not have this man to reign over us, we're not going to follow. We don't even believe there is a God. So we're not going to follow what the Bible says will work. Then there are some things that happen. I'd like for us to look at John, the 3rd chapter, because I love the verse, John 3:16. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. I love that verse. It goes on down just below that and say, he didn't send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. But then look at this 19th verse. I believe this explains where we are today. This is the condemnation. Light is coming to the world, and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. This is where we live today. But is the message about the bad part of it? No. What I want to do is, while all that is happening around us, there is still a pathway for us that still works. And there is a verse over in Proverbs. Proverbs, the 4th chapter. Proverbs 4 and 18. This is what I want us to be able to see today. Father's Day. This is what's still available. The path of the just is as a shining light that shineth more and more under the perfect day. What is that light? Thy word is a lamp to my feet. It's a light to my path. This word of God is able to guide us. The path of the just is like a shining light. It shines instead of, okay, this, as time moves on and the world is getting more wicked, then the light that we should be able to walk in is getting dimmer. No, it says it's able to shine more and more to the perfect day. But look at this 19th verse. The way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble. So what I'm looking at today, what's the solution for the days, the times that we're living in? I saw a verse of a song in our songbook. It says, back to the blessed old Bible, back to the light of its word. Be on our banners forever, holiness unto the Lord. To be able, in our time, we can't make a change for the world. We can't make them change. But what we can do today is to recognize what works. If the world is still available, you remember where it says in 2 Chronicles, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves, pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways. You know what? All this is available for the world today that is walking in such darkness when light is still available to them. I am thankful for the light. This is what we can have. Remember, it said the pathway of the just is as a shining light. There's a verse that we have, a song, number 211, verse 3. My pathway is as bright as a cloudless noonday. You know what that means? I can see very clearly. In 2022, God wants us to be able to see very clearly what his desire is for a family. It's still available. As a cloudless noonday, my peace like a river that flows. Upon me such blessings are showered alway. which grace and profusion bestows. You know, today is a day that we set aside to honor. We want to honor the plan because it still works. God's plan worked back then. It will still work today. And encourage people to follow it. There's a recipe that is laid out that works for a father and a mother. True happiness comes from each one following the role that God gave them. Acceptance with the role that God gave each one. Not just acceptance, okay, I guess I've got to do it. But you remember the little flower that was growing out in the desert with a little water dripping on it? What was it called? Not just acceptance. Okay, I've got the role of a mother. I'm going to have to just bear up under it. No, that one was acceptance with joy. You know what? It can be the same way, acceptance with joy, that a father has also. But there is something that I would like for you to think about. It's in Philippians, and I think it explains something about the day that we're living in. In Philippians 4, and 11, it talks about contentment. What does contentment have to do with this day that we have? I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. Contented with who God made me to be. Contented with the role that God gave for me. You know what? It would solve this gender problem that we have in the world today if people would say, I'm contented with who God made me to be. You know, there was a time where people were just, it seemed to me like anyhow, about the biggest discontentment that people would have is maybe somebody didn't like the color of their hair and they wanted to change the color of it. You know, now we've got a lot more discontent than that. We have got discontent with who God made people to be. I don't want to be a man. I want to be a woman. You know, we're in a dark world around us today. And we start hearing about mental health issues. You know why? There's a plan that God made that when we follow it, it works perfectly. When we don't follow it, trouble comes from that. And the world is faced with that trouble. There's a verse in 1 Timothy 6:6. Godliness with contentment is great gain. What does that have to do with today? The role of a father, or a few weeks ago, the role of a mother? With contentment for the role that God gave me, it is great gain. It has always been. It always will be. There's a verse in Matthew 5:14. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. I believe that is more valuable today than it has ever been. When darkness is all around us, our lives of showing, you know what? I am very happy with the role that God gave me for my life. And by His help, I will fulfill it to the best of my ability. My role is not the same as a mother's role, but I have a role to play, and I will follow that role. Back to the blessed old Bible. You know what? That is where our answers will come from. The answers to the world's problems around us today that we're faced with, that a few years ago I would have laughed if someone said we're going to face these things today where people are not able to decide who they want to be. That was decided by God when he created them. But here's where we are. So what I would like to do for a little while, what instruction does God give for men? You know, because if we're around the world and we hear the world's advice, if we're not careful, we can lose what God says, this will work. This is what I have for the man to be able to follow. Today is where I want to be able to see what He has for the man. What did He have for the man? He told it to Adam a long time ago in Genesis. And he expects it to be this way all the way through life. Genesis 3 and 19. In the sweat of thy face shall thou eat bread till thou return unto the ground. So throughout a man's life, it is his place to be the provider. It is God's plan. And you know what that does? When I follow God's plan, it brings the most happiness that I can have in life. It was that way because God made us that way. When a mother follows the plan that God had designed for her, it brings the most fulfillment. I think about giving. Children, we could say, maybe are selfish by nature. It's all about what you can give to me. But I tell you, I watch sometimes with Heather's girls when she probably has mentioned it to them to do it. But when they go out in the field and they will pick flowers and they come in and of their own, not forced, but of their own, they give of themselves. You know what? It brings something even to them that you can't buy with toys or money. And you know, really, it didn't change when we became an adult. When I give of myself, it brings the greatest happiness back to me. So it says, expect it. Men, in the sweat of your face, you'll eat your bread. It was intended for us to be the provider. 1 Timothy 5 and 8. I use this verse like an alarm clock for myself over the years to get up and get to work. What's it saying? If any provide not for his own, and especially those of his own house, he has denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. You know what? I can say, okay, there's sinners way out in the world and they're probably, that might fit them. You know what? I want to be careful. What was our first verse? Want to stir up our pure minds by way of remembrance. This is still the plan that God had for us, to provide for those that he has given us. And I want to look at another verse over in 1 Corinthians. It's a small verse, but it says, watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit ye like men, be strong. What does that verse mean for us in 2022? I think I'll always remember Brother Marty Clevenger's message when he used this verse. How does a man quit? Quit like a man. How does he quit? He doesn't, till the job is done. And you back that up to the verse that says, in the sweat of your face, you'll eat your bread. To be able to have what God put within me, that I will stay with this task until it's done. You know what it does? It brings the most fulfillment to me when I do that. It was part of God's plan for men to be able to do. And we're living in a time where men say, I don't want to be a man. I want to be a woman. You know, I let all that go because I tell you what, we're going to see some mental health issues come from all those things because it's not following the plan. But what I want to see is, you know what, when I do follow the plan, oh, there's some happiness can come to a father, to a mother, to a family in 2022. It is still available. There's another verse, 2 Samuel 10 and 11 through 12. In this chapter, it's telling about a battle that was coming up. And the leader of that battle, Joab, he and his brother go out to battle, and they find out that they're surrounded. They've got enemy on both sides of them now. And so they split up their men, and Joab says, okay, I'm going to take a group, and we're going to fight against those on this side. Brother, you take a group, and you fight on those. We're going to be back-to-back fighting. Said, if they prove too strong for you, you call out to us, and we will turn and help you. If they prove too strong to us, we'll call out and you help us. So the battle comes on. But he mentioned one thing in there that really stands out to me. Here's what he said. Let us play the men Let us play the men for our people. What does that mean, play the man? Does that mean get a video game of a battle and see if you can win that video game? No. He had a real battle coming on. Quit you like men, be strong. Don't stop just because things get a little bit tough. Let us play the men for our people. You know what? There's an urgent call today for men. You know what? You can just look in the news, and if they're willing to talk about it, they'll say our nation is in a crisis for men, for fathers to become fathers. So, here's an urgent call. It's a reminder to us. You know, I'm so thankful that this is taught in the Church of God. It is just a part of who we are. Women take their role and find happiness in it. Men take their role and find happiness in it. It's because we follow the plan that God has given. As the world becomes darker around us, that plan followed out is going to shine a bright light around us. Maybe we'll feel like, you know what, do I have to show? I got these little children that I'm raising. I am happy with that role that was given to a mother for that. But you know what, when that mother goes into a grocery store and she shows the love to those children and the care, it's going to shine a light. It's going to also shine a light for a man that he's taken his place. I remember this, I've seen this sign before. It said the Marines, what are they looking for? The Marines are looking for a few good men. You know what? God's looking for the same thing today. That he have people that are men that are willing to step up to the responsibility that they need to do. There's another place that God has in his plan, and that is for the man to be the leader. And there's a song that I saw. May those who come behind us find us faithful. You know, the first ones that will come behind me are my children. May they be able to find us faithful. In the good times when things are going very well, and in the difficult times, may they find us faithful. And then it goes on more than that. It says, may the fires of our devotion light their way. What does that mean? Them to be able to see me when Wednesday night comes, that I say, you know, there's nothing more important than being in service. I'll shut down my temporal affairs to be able to have that as the most important. May the fires of our devotion light their way. May the footprints that you leave lead them to believe. So what this is telling us is we're leading by example, not just giving the words, this sounds right, or even the scripture, but by the life that I live, that I be able to give an example. And here's one of the things I would like for us to look at. It's in Deuteronomy, the 6th chapter, and in the 5th verse. You know, this, first of all, is for me to apply into my life and then give it out. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your might. These words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. Who's going to know that better than anyone else? If I love the Lord my God with all my heart, soul, my might, it's going to be my family. It's going to be my children that are looking on. Because then it says, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children. The very first thing is I put it to practice in my own life, and then I live it out. Teach diligently to your children. Talk of them when you sit in thine house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, when you rise up, passing it down by example. Last week we talked about the churches in Macedonia. It was time for them to take up a collection, just like we did for our service this morning when money is taken up. But he said of them in 2 Corinthians 8:5, that the first thing that they did before they even did that is they gave of themselves. You know what? The success of a home comes from that. The very first thing I do is I give of myself. And the church, again, is an example for me to be able to follow. I'd like to look at a verse in Ephesians. Ephesians 5 and 25. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ loved the church. And how much did he love it? He gave himself for it. You know, this probably will not cause me to lose my life giving myself for my family. But what it may cause me to do, if I follow it right, is to put aside what I see to be the most valuable thing in my life that makes me happy, that I like to do for myself, but I give of myself. And it says in the 33rd verse, nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife as himself. Now that's amazing. You know what? If I did that, if we will do that, you know, there's a song that says, oh, we never can know what the Lord will bestow or the blessings for which we have prayed. You know, we want happiness in our life. We want things to come. And all the time, today is just a reminder to us, God has got great happiness for us as a family. When I yield my part, when I first of all give myself, there's a verse over in Philippians 2 and 3. Let each esteem other greater than themselves. You know, again, I believe that is intended to be part of what the church teaches. In a church service, I esteem others greater than myself. There's another verse in Romans 12 and 10. In honor, preferring one another. That works in a church service. It works at a camp meeting. It also works in a home. Let each esteem other greater than themselves. You know what I love? This recipe from God was put in place way back there. And he has never taken it back and said, I've got to do a recall. People just are not the same as they used to be, so I'm going to have to change it up. It's still the same. What makes it work is when I give of myself, she gives of herself. And by doing that one body, we are become one flesh, and it's a perfect picture for us. It worked back then. It will bring the greatest happiness to us as a family today. I'd like to close out with another verse about giving. Because you know what? Really, giving is what makes a home work. In Luke 6th chapter, and in the 38th verse, give, and it shall be given unto you. You know, I think this works when we give to people in our community, people that are in need. God gives things back to us. Today we're talking about a family, and I think he does the same thing for us here. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give to your bosom. With the same measure that you meet, it shall be measured to you again. And then there's one more verse. God loves a cheerful giver. And we can take all those giving scriptures and say it's talking about the money that I take out of my wallet and put in the offering box. It goes so much more than that. To have the happiness that God designed for a family, he loves to see a cheerful giver. One that says, you know what, I don't have to have it my way all the time for there to be happiness. I'll be willing to give. I am very thankful for the plan that God laid out. It still works in 2022. May we go out, remember, we're a city that set on a hill cannot be hid. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works. Is it my good works? No, it's just following the plan that God gave, and it will work for us. Let's pray for the world around us. And let's be the example that God would have us to be. Because our greatest happiness will come as we give. May God help us each one.